This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
Ladies and gentlemen, leaders and fighters for freedom and liberty and the American dream, the best is yet to come.
Kimberly Guilfoyle speaking in praise of Donald Trump last night as the virtual Republican convention kicked off, and like its Democratic counterpart the week before, no noisemakers, no funny hats, and obviously no shortage of remarks. Former Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, was one of the evening's featured speakers.
I am the proud daughter of Indian immigrants. They came to America and settled in a small southern town. My father wore a turban. My mother wore a sari. I was a brown girl in a black and white world. We faced discrimination and hardship, but my parents never gave in to grievance and hate.
Democrats officially nominated former Vice President Joe Biden and his running mate, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, last week during their national convention. The Republican Party's foreign policy agenda has been almost entirely shaped in the past 4 years by President Donald Trump's approach to international relations, including new trade deals, skepticism of international organizations, and calls to reduce U.S. troop deployments overseas. Because of the coronavirus pandemic and social distancing protocols, the Republican Party this year did not write a new party platform, which traditionally gives an official outline of the party's vision and policy priorities. However, the party said in a resolution released at this week's convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, that if it had been able to convene in 2020 to write a new platform, it would have undoubtedly unanimously backed the Trump administration's agenda. Tonight on the agenda for speaking, Melania Trump and Mike Pompeo. This is VOA.